Fourth podcast.
This is fourth. And this has been first.
This is our fourth podcast, and we actually got a new guest.
We don't guest know. Star. He'll be on a lot.
Yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo. It's a guest star now. It's Mr. Benjamin.
Say hey.
Elder Westling. He's...
I'm no longer a full-time missionary.
Mormon.
That made a cool shape. Look at that.
Say hello to everybody, Ben.
Hello?
Thank you.
Who is everybody?
Whoever's listening.
That guy that's living in the shack in the woods and has nothing else to listen to.
Slender Man.
Afraid Zane will be too far away.
That's the thing. I don't know what to do.
You can sit in Ben's lap. Look at Ben. He's just going to lay back.
He's already given up.
Here he is.
I feel it. This is why we can't have nice things, eh?
That's why we can't.
It doesn't matter how long it takes to get into it since you can cut it out anyways.
It doesn't really, because we can cut all this out.
It doesn't matter.
Andrew Luck's sucking dick.
Because nobody's ever going to listen to this.
See, he's already, like, doubting us.
Don't talk about
it. Actually, no, it's a fact that they won't listen to that.
Ben, they'll probably see that Ben's on this and...
Wait, who's them?
Yeah. Ray,
you mean
Zach.
Slender Man?
Yeah, Slender Man.
Don't talk about that guy.
Slender Man's my hero.
Ben, what about Slender Man scares you?
Everything.
Ugh. Talk about it a little more.
Why does Slender Man scare you? You can totally tell he's being fake.
Yeah, but it's just the thought of it.
Okay, when did you watch that video first time?
Last night.
By yourself?
By myself.
By yourself, at night, did you have the lights on or off?
I was in the front room.
Front room? Isn't your whole cabin the front room?
Your whole cabin is the front room.
I was yeah, the TV okay. off, Seema.
Why didn't you tell me?
Sorry. But yeah, isn't the whole front bedroom like the whole cabin?
Yeah, there's a whole front bedroom cabin.
Whole front bedroom.
And then there's a kitchen, and then the kitchen is in... coordinates.
Pass
the dining room.
I'm telling you.
I went to sleep at like 1 o'clock. I left the door open, the light on in the kitchen.
So you had a nightlight because you're scared of the Slender Man.
Yeah. Alright. He's really tall. He's creepy. He's got arms and legs that extend beyond human capabilities.
Have you ever seen the Slender Man?
Yeah.
Where?
In real life, Ben?
Not on YouTube video.
No, but... last night, I went to sleep, the door was open, light was on, I woke up at 5 a.m.
You had your nightlight on.
I woke up at 5 a.m., the door was closed, the light was off, and the door was locked. Explain that.
Okay, now I'm going to say...
And I had a sick feeling in my stomach, I could feel like his presence near me.
Do you live alone,
swear,
Ben?
Do you live by yourself, or do you live with a few people, Ben?
I live with a few people, but none of them... close the door or turn off the light or lock the door.
Now, the locking the door is the only freaky thing. The light, you can see his mom or whoever he lives with walking in there turning off. But how the door lock, I'm assuming,
who
is inside the room.
Yeah, you lock it from the inside.
And you were alone inside the room.
Yes.
But
where was AJ during this?
He went to sleep over at our sister's house.
Okay, but he did not drag you to hell. Isn't that what he does?
Yeah, except I rebuked him, and I made him go away.
What do you mean?
You can rebuke an evil spirit, and they will go away.
But you were asleep. How'd you rebuke him?
No, it was when I woke up.
But couldn't he have just taken you in your sleep?
No, he doesn't do that. He wants to scare you first.
Well, wouldn't it scare you if you woke up and you were like somewhere else?
It would scare you if you woke up and he was right next to your freaking bed.
Which, why didn't he just do that?
Yeah. I mean, why didn't he even give you the chance to rebuke him?
This whole thing is bullshit.
That's like...
I hate it. It's stupid.
It sounds like a guy in a movie where he's pointing a gun at the good guy and he's going, I'm going to shoot you, and he waits 5 minutes.
No.
Why didn't he just rebuke or take you away? Or wake you up and scare you?
I don't know. You got to ask him.
I can't ask him.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. He's not real. He's a fucking made up piece of shit that someone made on the internet.
That's true. But at the same time...
Well, then...
It still freaked me out. I couldn't sleep. I turned on the light.
What time?
I couldn't sleep.
Okay, so you went to bed. What time did you wake up?
I went to bed at like 1 a.m. I woke up at 5 a.m.
What? And this is when you noticed that the light was off and the door was locked.
Yeah.
There's like, that's like 4 hours of some bitch just locking the door and turn off the light.
Why would, but again, what, was Jamie in bed at 1?
Yeah, he was sleeping on the couch.
So Jamie wakes up off the couch between 1 and 4, turns off the light, comes in, locks the door, and goes to bed.
Why would
Does that sound logical?
No. Oh, no.
When I'm tired, sometimes I'll mess with the door and lock it.
We never, maybe, nobody ever locks that door. It's just, it's the door, bedroom door.
Maybe, like, you did it when you came back in, just not thinking.
No, because when I woke up, I went out, and then I went to the bathroom. Anyway. And then I came back, and I closed the door.
Yeah.
And then I tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't. So I kept the light on.
Because you're afraid of Slender Man?
Slender Man. Someone you saw on a YouTube video.
Everything's right on the internet. Everything's true on the internet. But
I felt sick to my stomach, and I had a really bad
Maybe you had a cold.
It was just a bad experience.
Okay, Heath, I can tell Heath is getting angry already.
You'll see.
No, I watched.
If you were there.
I watched the Slender Man video, and it literally.
Yeah, but watch
stupid.
It by yourself, right before you go to sleep.
I'm not that bored with my life.
I know.
To watch Slender Man.
I don't even know how I came across it.
Wait, so what's wrong with his arms and legs?
They're tall. That's it.
Yeah, but he has no face. Only freaking.
My favorite thing was like the video. They're like, oh my god, his face. There was none.
That sounds like a line out of a bad horror movie.
It is. Like, they made it sound like his face was so devastating. It, like, was horrible to the person. But then they're like, he has no face.
Well, to be fair, that would be terrifying to a person.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at you right now and you had no eyes, nose, or mouth, it would be pretty terrifying.
Yeah. That's what freaks me out the most.
Does he talk?
No. No.
Does he move?
Well.
Yes.
Seems like every time I saw him in a video, he was just standing there. Somehow,
that's
how he looked like he was photoshopped in.
Here's the biggest thing. How did they get video of this guy? Why would he let them leave a video?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's taking my friend. Let me record.
He doesn't know what a camera is.
Slenderman's bullshit.
If Slenderman can drag
discussion,
you, if Slenderman can drag you to hell, he knows what a camera is. That's all I'm saying.
But it only lasts for about an hour, and then I got him to go away, so I wasn't scared anymore.
How
did you get him to go away?
Explain the rebuking process for those at home that need to get away from Slenderman.
Is this a Mormon thing?
Kind of.
All right.
Okay, I didn't put my arm to the square or anything, but I pretty much prayed him out of existence.
So he's gone forever. You did it.
Yeah.
You're a hero. Slenderman's gone.
So why didn't the president get up this morning and go, Ben Westling has removed the greatest threat?
Because he is.
In history.
Why can't you just do that with Taliban people then?
They're not.
They don't break into Ben's
real
room. Slenderman is not a human being. He's a demon.
He's some kind of weird entity.
Well, he was now that he's gone because of Ben.
Yeah. And then I watched this stupid thing about flying humanoids.
Okay. What do you have to say
Mexico,
about them?
There's 3 or 4 videos of them flying. They're humanoid shape.
And
it was on Monster Quest.
Okay.
And there was this freaky little monkey thing that wasn't a monkey. It was about about 6 inches long. Maybe shorter.
Okay. He's getting so upset.
And they tested his DNA, and it has no relation to any known species on the Earth.
We find new species all the time. That's
not
too freaky.
Do they look like aliens?
Yeah. Everything looks like alien when you don't know what it is at first.
All right, this thing...
Okay, what's it called? What do they name it?
I don't know, but it's on Monster Quest. It's YouTube Monster Quest.
Yeah, it's the...
Dang it!
Man, that was abusive.
Now you're going to kill people. Okay, so Slender Man, we got aliens. What else we got, Ben?
Bigfoot.
Okay,
Squatches, they're real. They're definitely real.
I do like to believe in Bigfoot.
It's not just one Bigfoot. There's Sasquatches, and there's families of them.
I thought Bigfoot was just Sasquatch. I thought that was like
there's
actual
not just
term
one.
Bigfoot's clearly his
there's
name that his friends call him.
It's called Sasquatch, and they are human-like, but they're also kind of ape-like. They're huge.
So they're just hairy Americans.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Where do these Sasquatches live, Ben?
In the woods.
In what woods?
The they found evidence of some in the, I don't remember the name of the National Forest, but it's in North Carolina.
Wait, how far away?
Maybe 2 hours from here.
Guys, you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Let's go.
I don't give
a shit. Next weekend.
The BFRO has an official handbook that I have, and equipment that you need, type of cameras, types of settings for your camera.
Let's do it. That would be the best podcast ever, The Search for Bigfoot by Three Idiots.
That's basically what the television show was.
So we could just reenact a television show. That'll bring
still
on people.
It's already done.
We could just say that we're in the woods when we're just in here with, like, cricket sounds and shit, and, like, make random tree crackling shit noises.
Then you just hear, you hear me and you going,
oh, God! Oh, no, run!
Why are there so many...
If we ever have to kill Ben off the podcast, it's just me and you going, Ben, you know it's not real. Then Ben just starts screaming. We're like, Ben, no! End of podcast.
No, I'd be like, yay, take him.
Why is there so many witnesses of events that happened
about Sasquatch?
Finish that thought.
I mean, I think they are too, but I just think seems like every time there's video proof or picture proof or something like that, it's just a little shaky. It's like a shaky picture. It's never, hello, we got like the best technology ever.
I mean,
you should be able to get a clear picture.
We have these amazing cameras.
Infrared captured of him grabbing a candy bar off a stump in the episode that I watched.
So they fed him a candy bar.
Maybe it was a fat homeless dude.
And then they recreated it.
Or any kind of grizzly.
But the guy did say he was by himself camping.
I'm sure.
He heard him. And then he set up his bait and his camera. And he drove away for 2 hours. Came back and he found that footage.
Oh, he just left for 2 hours.
Yeah, he left 2 hours.
And put on a suit.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't even need a suit for this. Because they recreated the guy in normal clothes. And it looked exactly the same.
See, it's...
But... The BFRO founder said this is a Sasquatch.
What does the BFRO stand for?
I think it stands for the Bigfoot Research Organization.
There's so...
I think I might be wrong in that. They say it in the show once or twice.
Wow, that was...
That's amazing.
So is that where you're like... Is that where you're at right now, Ben? Like,
You're
kind of caught up in all this
like,
right
X-Files.
Now?
I believe that Sasquatches are real.
Okay.
Are aliens real?
Yes.
Unicorns real?
No.
I don't believe that. I love unicorns.
Dragons real?
I wish. Heck, that would be so awesome.
Not
what I do know is real.
What's real?
Baby Boo, or whatever that show is.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey
Boo 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 Boo.
This is my rant. We're going to have a section of rant.
On the Learning Channel. We need to make a theme for your rant section.
We do. It's going to be like just me saying fuck for 5 minutes.
And it's just me apologizing for everything you say.
What's the name of it again? Actually, I don't give a crap.
Hold on. The show's called Honey Boo Boo. It's on the Learning Channel. But now they've become a reality TV like station like everyone else because there's good money in that. Ben's bowed out of this one.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen it.
No. And I haven't seen enough, but I don't even have to see it enough. You put it
it's
on.
It's the greatest show ever.
No, it is the stupidest show
ever. I used to think Breaking Bad was genius. This show is genius.
It's nothing but a 500-pound fat woman with her 300-pound 7-year-old baby girl dressed
she's
up a little.
Pounds.
I don't care. She's ugly and stupid.
You're calling a 7-year-old ugly.
I don't care. She's dressing up, prancing around for herself. I mean, I kind of feel bad for her because her parents are stupid psychos.
Some
stupid redneck boyfriend with big old chewing tobacco.
To be fair, he's not her dad.
I said boyfriend.
Yeah, but he's not the kid's dad. He has no control.
Yeah, but he could at least be like, this is stupid, but he's a redneck, so therefore he'll go for it.
Oh,
but, yeah, they're on the Learning Channel doing something like this, getting paid for it. If you haven't
it
watched it...
It doesn't bother me.
Why? I mean, because it's entertaining.
They don't harm anyone.
Why not a documentary about us?
Because that'd be horrible.
At least these guys are entertaining. With us, it'd be like, okay, I'm playing video games for a while.
But
it's at work for a while.
It just shows why I hate America. Just just 30 seconds of just watching that just shows why I hate America. I'll never go to Georgia, or at least that part of Georgia that they're from. Half that part of Georgia can just blow up.
Isn't that where Small Town Security is filmed as well?
I believe so.
I don't know.
But it's also where The Walking Dead's filmed.
That's
so.
All like that part of Georgia.
Be careful. Don't blow up where The Walking Dead is.
Yeah, no.
That's a fictional written with actors.
So are these reality
people.
Shows.
Yeah, this is real people with big old quadruple chin That is the worst show I've ever seen.
It's great.
In my life. It's just that it's on the learning channel. I didn't learn nothing. Listen, my brain cells shrunk from that.
All I know is after watching an episode of this and an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, this family's way smarter than the Kardashians.
Yeah,
but I mean, at least one of them's hot on that show. Not a single one of these dumb rednecks are even remotely good looking. I've seen pigs look better than
them. I don't watch TV shows for beauty, though. I want to see the inner beauty. I want to see a loving family.
Did you
come
see
together.
One piece of inner beauty involved in that stupid redneck crap?
Sugar Bear seems awesome. He seems like someone just gave him a lobotomy.
So no, God, he reminds me of a guy that has no soul.
Boo.
And he's wearing like a rescue shirt. If I was hurt and I saw him coming to me like to help, I would just go ahead and kill myself. I wouldn't want him to help me at all. He's wearing red, like that other woman can't even fit in a pickup truck, so she can't come rescue anyone. I mean, him, he's coming to help people because he's like a first responder. No, heck no.
Stupid dinner, mama.
I just love that none of these children have any chance to be like normal.
No.
They need to rescue that.
Isn't that pork chop? You guys ever seen the movie Buried?
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well,
I hated it.
I like it.
I mean, I liked it, but I hated it.
That's a real stretch.
It is.
Ryan Reynolds is a beast.
He's good looking. I say that as a straight man. He's good looking.
Brian, I love you. If you ever hear this.
Which one? Wait a minute. What about Ryan Gosling, though?
Who's that?
Ryan Gosling?
Who's that?
You know it's gonna be shirtless.
I just gotta show you that. Look.
Oh, why did a picture of Ben come up when you brought that up?
Come on, look at that.
No, I'm better looking than that.
No, you're not.
Wait, let's compare. We can compare easily.
Wait, what's with the streaks across the... That wasn't in the original picture.
I have no idea.
Effects. Make you look like you're going
to
heaven.
It's creepy. Instead, I uploaded that picture yesterday. It's been on my Facebook for 2 years.
Yeah, it randomly popped up yesterday, so...
Maybe it did.
It was Slenderman.
No. Ben, you gotta remember, I created a Facebook fan page for you, and I uploaded that picture yesterday, too.
I thought it was my page, like, uploading it by itself.
Okay.
But your page, my fan page, has the same exact name.
Exactly.
Wait, so that was your doing?
Yeah. This is gonna be the greatest 55-second podcast ever.
So what did, Ben couldn't watch Breaking Bad last week because...
We typically get together every Sunday, all three of us, and watch Breaking Bad. He couldn't come last week because he couldn't get the car. So he's a week late on episode 505. What'd you think, Ben?
505? What are you talking about?
What?
Dead Freight.
Dead Freight. Yeah.
Spoilers.
So, what the frick?
Just talking about yesterday. What the frick?
What the frick?
If you haven't seen this episode...
What
they
the
decide
frick?
To rob a train to get the chemical, I forget the name they need, for meth.
Methylamine.
Even though Cranston or Walt seems to forget they could make that easily. But
they would lose a huge chunk of their money.
Yeah, but he could still make it.
Why would you do that when you want to be badass and rob a train?
They were successful with robbing the train.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes until Todd decides to shoot this little boy. And you got to wonder what that's going to do to Jesse.
I think Jesse's going to go like berserk.
He's gonna leave.
Because he already freaked out about them killing little drug dealer
and
kid.
And you've seen him with kids. I mean, that's his soft spot, so. I'm surprised Walt didn't do it.
I was thinking Walt was going to kill him.
That's why I figured.
Yeah, like I figured it was going to be Walt, and that was what's going to start.
But now there's still something else for him to do.
Yeah.
I mean, what else could they have done with the little kid?
See, that's what I love about Breaking Bad, because a lot of shows, what would have happened is they would have taken the kid hostage and argued for 2 episodes about what to do with him, and then let him go or something.
It's like what The Walking Dead did with that one dude.
Hey, don't spoil that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
You can catch up on that, Ben.
Ben, when I get the second season, I'll let you borrow it, or maybe we'll start watching it when you come over and watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to shoot him that quick.
Yeah.
That's what just makes it so awesome. It just bang.
Just waves.
What would be better if he shot him and it shot the little glass case
that's what
the tarantula was in and busted the tarantula out? And that tarantula would just crawl away. And that would be like the last scene.
Or the bottle broke when he hit the ground.
Something like that. And then somehow the tarantula tells the cops.
I will say that would probably ruin the show for me.
I gotta say, that would be, probably be a little
trip. If the tarantula went and told the cops.
Like the tarantula walks in the police station and Hank looks at it and he's like, we better follow this thing. And the tarantula walks right back to the kid.
It's like the new Lassie.
Well, I mean, somebody's gonna find it. It might be a minute, but somebody's gonna find it.
I doubt they're gonna leave that body there.
No, so I'm sure they're gonna do something with the body.
They're gonna dump it in one of those plastic
Actually, they pour the acid on it. They did show that in the previews. I'm gonna show you the previews. They show them burying him or something.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is so bad.
I just can't see Jesse sticking around.
I don't. Well, I mean, I think he'll stick around with Walt, but I'm. Because Walt didn't kill the kid. Walt even was like, no, don't do
it. Yeah, but I think he'll see it as a chance of, oh, this is what this business does.
I got a feeling Jesse's just going to kill the blonde headed dude. Whatever his name is.
Todd. Jesse doesn't like killing people. Even Gus, or not Gus, but Gail.
Gail Benninger.
I mean,
Jesse just needs to get some balls.
Yeah, that was so emotional.
Why do they even need Aaron Paul when they could have Ben?
I can play Jesse so good.
I think Ben will take over the last 8 episodes.
No. I guess I won't be watching the last eight episodes.
I don't know. That.
Nowhere near as good looking. And
now we're back on the good looking guys. I mean,
he's got that voice.
Aaron Paul. Come on, Aaron Paul.
He's got that voice, you know? That voice.
And then he says bitch like perfectly all the time.
Yeah, which I can't say. Love
Aaron. They're not listening to us. Aaron Paul. I have a feeling
like in California to North Carolina, Ben is like completely different.
Ben's probably in California. He's like, thank
he's
God.
He's all pimping and he's just like picking up women left and right.
Yo, girl, why don't you come over
missionary.
Here?
Now he comes back here and he's all like, cricket. That's it.
I think everyone's smoother in California. I started keeping a list of topics, but they ended up all being sports, so I kind of dropped it.
That's great.
I don't know anything about sports.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't follow sports, Ben.
Except that he's an Eagles fan.
For no reason.
For no reason.
He's just like the Eagles.
Okay, Heath, let's talk about your vacation.
Just got back from vacation today.
You were gone for a week. That's why we couldn't record last week.
Gone for 9 days. Well, I mean, seven days, but I was gone from work for 9 days. But, yeah, it was, went to Murfreesboro. I'm trying to learn how to say that.
I keep thinking it's a fake name, and you just don't want me to know where you're moving.
No, it's Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee University.
That's where you're moving?
Yeah.
Shoot.
That's
a different time zone, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out how to
do, like, podcasts over the internet.
We'll have to do podcasts somehow.
Over the computer.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do that. Google Plus.
You can't move.
The Murfreesboro. I cannot say that. I keep thinking I'm saying it wrong. That's a pretty cool place. It's kind of different. Reminds me of, like, Mooresville. Like size wise,
it sounds almost like more, not like, but
yeah, size wise, but it's got a little bit more like. And then went to Gatlinburg for the rest of the week, like just lived in the pool in the jacuzzi.
Dude, we need doing a hot tub from a pot.
We do.
A
I need
a podcast
really
from a hot tub.
Bad. I need one bad.
God, hate my life for coming back to Haywood's stupid ass county.
I mean, you're gonna be taking a shower tonight or tomorrow.
It's gonna suck.
Here's the bubbles.
Yeah.
I need bubbles.
Everything. I'm pretty sure even a jacuzzi in Haywood County would just suck. Like, I'm sure no idiot in Haywood County knows how to make a good jacuzzi.
Okay.
He house sits at this house every Thanksgiving. They have a really nice hot tub.
Every Thanksgiving, huh?
Every Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because that family goes out of town.
Where
his
they
mom
go?
Knows them, so she gets him to house sit. And he gets paid to bring his Xbox there. And play video games
while
sit in the hot tub.
That sounds like a great time.
He's paid like, yeah. So, but we can all go over there and sit in the hot tub.
Oh, we can? We're invited?
Yes!
No.
So wait.
You love
You really want to be in a hot tub with Heath?
And it's awesome. It's an awesome house. It's an awesome. I wish I lived there. Maybe someday. Slender Man.
Not talking about Slender Man again, then.
I'll just give a quick. Panthers look good this weekend. I'm very happy.
Jackson.
That's all I'm going to say. Other than, did we hear what Stewart? What happened to Stewart? They were released.
I'm
we don't have to look at him now. But
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
I'm scared about Stewart.
And me too.
Jacksonville looked good. I was very happy
with
Jacksonville.
They did. Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. You're really helping. So that's really all I'm going to say about sports. NASCAR today sucked.
I didn't know that was even still going on.
NASCAR?
Ben?
It goes on all year.
Yeah.
Formula
it's not
one.
Believed to be serious.
Good.
Yeah.
I like Formula One. That's kind of a sport.
Yeah?
Yeah? What do you like about it?
The cars go fast. And they look awesome.
You sounded like Ricky Bobby just then.
My favorite F1 race car driver was Ayrton Senna.
They should
he
do.
Had three world championships, and he died in a crash. It was not his fault.
They should do a Ricky Bobby Formula One
movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what it was? Because he came over from Formula One?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they should make it where Ricky Bobby races in Formula One.
That'd be why? Awesome.
Because they just raced NASCAR. Now Will Ferrell just needs to take it up and beat, what's his name, in Formula One. Because Formula One dude came and beat him in NASCAR. Now Will Ferrell just flips a corner and goes takes over Formula
Technically,
One.
Technically, Will Ferrell never beat him in NASCAR, though.
Yes, he did. Did you not see
it
the freaking ending?
They said
did you not see the ending?
It didn't count. It didn't count. Did it count? Who won that race? Who won that race?
Will fucking Ferrell.
John C. Reilly's character.
John C. Reilly's character. Yeah, whatever
Will
his name was.
Fucking Ferrell. I don't care if it was against
the rules
or not.
So maybe the movie needs to be John C. Reilly going to be.
No, John C. Reilly sucks.
I think he's good. Have you seen that movie where he plays a con man? I do not know the name of it, but he plays a con man.
Oh, yeah, it was John C. Reilly as con man.
Yeah.
That's right. I've seen that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I'm searching John C. Reilly, con man.
Amazon.com.
Criminal.
What is it? It's called Criminal?
Yeah. So you were close, kind of.
See?
About it.
No. Because with all the edits, this would be like 25 minutes.
We could just make our guest appearances shorter podcasts.
That's mean.
No. It started
Unless
off so
it was
good.
Like someone cool.
Cats.
Get the F out. Get out.
Cats.
Get out.
We have a cat in this house, Ben.
Yeah, but it's not in here right now.
God.
There's a cat in the intro. Keep
yeah.
me out.
Yeah, but that's he.
He's doing good.
We're
me
talking
out
about a cat. They provide no benefit to human
They're furry
existence.
And feel good.
And they make my eyes swell up.
What do dogs do for humans?
They're happy. They're fun to play with.
So that
they're
sounds
awesome.
Like my wiener.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. Damn. Beat me to it.
Why did I say wiener?
Cats. All cats are female. All dogs are male. It's a proven fact. They're mean.
Then how do dogs or cats reproduce?
Every cat I've met is mean.
Mojo's not mean.
They're mean because
they're
you
mean
hate
to
them.
Me.
They probably heard this podcast and like, listen
me.
To this jerk.
They hate me. I hate them.
Yeah, we're probably going to get a shitload of cat emails now.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. You see that video?
I'm not going through that.
You see that video where that guy, that girl is like, she's like doing a little video for eHarmony or something, and she's like crying about how much she loves cats.
Yeah. It was a fake video, Ben.
Still.
That's horrible. Cats are awesome.
Why do you hate cats so much? Other than being allergic. But, come on, Ben. How can you hate this?
Have you seen the show The Cat from Hell? The Cats from
come
Hell.
Come on. Look at this, Ben.
So
my
cute.
Cat from Hell.
Look at that.
Just Google My Cats from Hell.
Oh, I've seen that show where they're like... They bring in that guy. We watched this.
Yeah, we've watched it, yeah. Yeah, anyway. But some cats are mean. A lot of dogs are mean. They got dog fighting.
Come on. Look at this cat.
I don't
with
want
the hat. It's cat in a hat.
I just don't like them.
It's very, very...
I really...
Really?
Before...
There's a whole section on a website about cute pictures of cats.
Have
or
you been
animals.
To YouTube?
Animals.
Cat videos
There's
are like the number
too.
One rated videos ever.
Okay, I saw a video of a bear cub and a wolf cub puppy playing together.
Aww.
Yeah, but you know it's going to grow up to be a...
I really regret this decision to have you on now, Ben.
Have you ever been on a lazy river, Ben?
What is that?
This was a point of contention last week.
Oh!
Have you ever been on a lazy river?
Is it like...
you get in the tube and you go around.
You sit on a tube and you move very, very slowly.
And you die
and
on
you
it
relax.
And it's dangerous. That's called a hot tub. You said it yourself earlier.
It's like around the pool or it goes around the
yeah,
park.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
I've seen them, but I've never done it.
Seem was afraid to do it because he thinks he'll drown in one and they're like 3 feet deep.
I'm not afraid to do it.
You said, I have it in the podcast, Sam, where you're afraid to do it.
Yeah. Ben, but think about a lazy river. You're in a tube. You're in a tube, and it flips, and you drown and die. And
what? That's not possible.
Hold on.
Is it? Oh, you're Googling it.
Yeah.
Lazy river death.
Lazy river death.
We really don't need to get on the same topic, but still. No one dies from a lazy river unless they had a heart attack in it.
Now I need to... I should just listen to your other podcast before I... One
because I was the one that brought up the lazy river, though. Ben, so
what is the death ratio from a lazy river tubing a year? There are no statistics on lazy river drownings. Drowning is very serious.
But there's no statistics.
In 2000, there's not that many drownings. In 2005, there were 3,582 fatal, unintentional drownings.
And none in lazy rivers.
No, that's only lazy rivers.
No.
No.
One out of two people in a lazy river dies. I just read it on the internet.
No, they don't. No one has died in a lazy river unless they've had a heart attack. That's it.
They still die in a lazy river.
That's the only reason why you'd ever die in a lazy river.
I'm telling you, the tube flips and you're laughing too hard to save me.
You're more chance of dying when you go tubing for real.
Actually, you have more chance of dying on the car ride over there.
Or definitely. One time, we were tubing down Deep Creek or whatever, and my mom went over a little rough part and she flipped over and hit her head, and I saved her life.
Oh, that's cute.
But she lost her glasses.
Oh no!
Damn!
Oh my God!
That's like the worst thing that could have happened.
I thought this was going to be a good story at first, but
God,
did they ever find those glasses?
Glasses? No. Oh no! Oh God!
And my tube went.
Was she like bedridden?
No. Were the glasses saved then?
Oh, damn it! Let's have a moment of silence for the lost glasses.
I got glasses.
See, and how would you feel if you lost them in a tubing accident?
I wouldn't be wearing them in a tubing accident, because I wouldn't be tubing in the first place. Plus, I wouldn't wear my glasses, because I don't need glasses.
You just said you went tubing, though.
That was like 10 years ago.
Back when Ben was fun.
You were like 12 then.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Little Ben. Yeah. I want to see Little Ben.
Little Ben's ugly.
Dude, I looked like that kid that got shot. Breaking Bad. That's what my first thought was. I was like, man, that kind of looks like me when I was 12. Except I didn't have a cool dirt bike.
I didn't.
And catch tarantulas.
Yeah, but, like, did you ever have, like, go-karts and stuff like that?
Had dirt bikes and go-karts.
When I was really young, I had, like, one of those cars. You know, the cars they always have. The little toy cars.
Yeah.
Getting around it.
Battery-powered one. The power, I can't remember, I don't know what they're called. Yeah, I had, like, four of those.
I did not even have any of those.
Okay. I had a dirt bike. I even had my own lawnmower.
See, they would have never let me touch lawnmower, dirt bike.
Dirt bike was fun until I wrecked and the muffler laid on my leg and burnt my whole side of my leg. That sucked.
Is there still a scar there?
No. Well, I mean, I think there's a little bit right here.
Can we see?
No. Take them off.
But we went to the ocean like that following week. We went to the beach that week, and getting in this ocean with a burnt leg like that was the most excruciating pain ever. I was like really good for it.
Yeah.
But it hurt so bad. Like, there was this, like, dead skin falling from it.
I heard
you
should just pee on a burn. Like, when you ever get burned, even serious burns,
and that would have been
pee
easy
on it.
That would have been easy to pee on.
Yeah,
so, Ben, are you saying that firefighters should have somebody that comes with them at every fire, and they're like, anybody need to pee on?
He's just drinking water, like, a lot of water.
That's his job.
Or beer.
I drink water and pee on people.
He's at the highest part of your reunion, and it's like, so what do? Firefight? I ride with them. What's your job? I'm the guy that pees on people when they're on fire.
It's R. Kelly.
Man, that reference like 10, 5, 6, 7 years ago would have been amazing. Hacky sack, too.
Don't talk about hacky sack.
Good old hacks. I was great, not really, because all I did was literally barely lift my leg and kick.
You did. That was Zima's move.
But I could get like 60 in
you
a row.
You could. You had it, like, perfect level, but that was it. That was your movement.
And there are people that could yell, like, backwards, flip it.
Pause it on their, like, they can...
I never could do that.
Yeah.
I tried that forever.
Like, I mean, when I did it, it was just by mistake.
Yeah.
It was never
big,
me trying.
Big, flat skater shoe.
Yeah, but
Vans, Ben.
Any kind of flat
Vans
skater shoe. I need a massage.
You always need a massage, Ben.
We got a friend who's certified in that, Ben. You have no excuse.
But it would be weird... Right,
I would rather for it to be a little weird than to hurt all the time.
I'd rather it be a little weird than to be a little expensive, a lot expensive.
Yeah.
But imagine DJ, like, whipping up, you know, you got your shirt off, and he's going to rub you.
This is getting hot.
Wow, I just got
I'm just describing a massage.
I don't need it. Take a break for a minute.
You're supposed to have a professional attitude about this, Ben. You had a problem.
But it would still be
a professional is coming to help.
If it's not weird, though, it's going to be the same thing. It's just going to be someone else doing
it. Can't wait to see someone try and put a catheter in Ben.
Needs to be a female.
Why?
Because.
Just
because
you
want to
be
weird.
A woman?
I just, yeah. No.
She
doesn't even
be
have
hot.
To be attractive.
Ben, you want it to be a hot woman.
That'd be a plus, but she doesn't even have to be attractive. It would just be weird having a guy rub me.
But it's not like he's doing.
He's going to be, like, really, really strong.
Yeah. He's working to get your kinks out, man.
Yeah.
Those really dirty
I mean,
kinks.
So what if he, like, slides it in a little bit? There's nothing wrong with that.
So what if you both get into the mood a little bit and then
yeah.
you have a wild night of passion?
I think, you know what I think Ben's afraid of?
Like,
I think kiss me on my bottom.
That would
then
be
you
even
sue
better.
Him.
No, I think Ben's a little bit afraid of DJ rubbing on him and him getting a little bit of a boner.
You
want I, think that's, I think that's what Ben's
but
afraid of.
You can't
of.
Tell because he's laying flat on his stomach, so, I mean, it would just kind of...
Yeah.
You won't see it, man.
You won't. I mean, so what if you get one?
And it's probably a natural reaction anyways.
Yeah. You're getting rubbed on. Who cares what the person looks like?
You only feel hands. You don't see it.
Yeah. Hand's a hand, am I right?
Hands don't have gender.
Yeah. Hole's a hole.
Oh, my gosh.
You saw the campaign. Let's go to movies.
Yeah, I did go see the campaign.
And
I have not seen it.
Not I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but I mean,
don't care.
Oh, wow.
It's not a spoiler.
Yeah,
it's not,
you can't really spoil that
again,
movie.
If we talk about a movie or a TV show, unless we state otherwise, we're spoiling it.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
Who wins?
Yeah, who does win?
Will Ferrell's character, Cam Brady, wins.
Aww.
But then Cam Brady steps down. And gives it to Zach Galifianakis, I can't remember his character's name, gives it to him, saying that he deserved it, because Will Ferrell was being paid out by big companies to buy out the 14th District of North Carolina. It was based in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Buy out the 14th District of North Carolina to build Chinese factories to have Chinese workers where they're for like 50 cents an hour or something like that.
So I tried to put a little, like, term
I mean, it was really, like, it was very, like how you said it, made it really sound like our... problems.
It's about how bought and sold our politics are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I liked it. I mean, it wasn't funny as like what they hyped it up to be. I mean, the baby punching thing, that was hilarious. Anytime a baby gets punched, I think it's funny. But, and then like the kid, you know, the part where, like I was telling you earlier where they were sitting around the dining room table with Zach Galifianakis' kids, you know, they were saying stuff that was funny as crap. So, I mean, overall, my review, what did we rate him on last time? 1 out of 3?
5.
No, 1 out of 5.
And you can give half stars.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Just 2.5?
2.5.
That's, well, I mean, that's...
So just because I'm still coming down from Batman.
It seems like one of those movies, wait for it to be on DVD.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't,
so I was about to see yesterday, and I would have spent my money, but I didn't spend my money, so...
But, I mean, if you want something to go watch, and
it's
good.
I mean, it's $8.
I'm just saying it's not like really theater quality. You don't really need the surround sound for it. I mean, when you go to a theater, I want the experience of like an action
movie.
But
how full is the theater?
There's probably 6 people in the theater.
That's the thing. Comedies, especially in a full theater where everyone's into it, are so much better.
Yeah.
I saw Zombieland in a full theater with Ben and you guys. Actually.
I was not there.
You weren't?
No.
It was Jamie and Jace.
Oh, wow. We thought you were Jamie.
That's right. You were going to your vacation.
My vacation.
Your vacation.
But, and everyone was just clapping after everything and laughing, and it's just...
Which, I mean, like, even in that, we had, like, everyone was laughing really good, but, I mean, still, it's just, I've seen better comedies.
Ben, what's the last movie you saw in theaters or not that you
Born
haven't seen?
Born Legacy.
Let us know. What do you think?
I love it, because I love Jeremy Renner.
You love Jeremy Renner?
He's a bad
Can he give you a massage?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a gun in his hand. Or an arrow. A bow and arrow.
Okay, what do you...
He can shoot me as much as he wants.
What do you
anyway,
think of the movie, not just that sweet Renner?
I could not be a movie critic, because I thought it was awesome.
I love it.
Every movie critic that I've read their reviews, they hate it. They absolutely hate it. So, up with that?
They're paid to hate. Okay, Ben, 5 stars. What do you give it?
I give it 4 out of 5.
Ooh, Ben really liked this movie. So, go see it in theaters.
The only problem with me is that the motivation behind killing the entire Outcome agency. There was no... There is a motive, but it wasn't clear to me the first time I watched it. Maybe if I watched it again, it would be more clear. It has something to do with it not getting out.
They're trying to keep
their
a secret.
Connection with, you know... The agency that Jason Bourne was in or something.
Okay, so spoilers, let me just ask you one question. Does Ed Norton's character end up being a bad guy?
He basically is like, it's not a spoiler, from the first three, the lady, the blonde lady, Pamela Landy.
So he's kind of just
he's like her, okay. Pretty much.
I got the feeling from the movie that it'd be a twist that he's kind of like the bad guy or something.
No, but Jeremy Renner's awesome, and there's many wow moments that he does that is awesome.
Like when he takes his shirt off.
I don't think he does that.
What?
Not gonna see that one in the movies.
Oh wait, maybe.
They won't have a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, he does. All right, I'm back on.
And Rachel Weisz is really hot in that movie. She's hotter in that movie than I've seen her in any other movie. Especially, actually, just the Mummy movies are the only ones I've seen. She's hotter in Bourne Legacy than she was in the Mummy movies.
Is that, now, am I thinking right, is that the same girl that was in Eagle Eye, or no, different woman?
I think that was a different woman.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
I haven't seen that movie in so long, Bourne I wouldn't remember. So Ben gives Bourne Legacy 4 stars.
Alright, the previous movie before that was Batman.
Okay, Ben wasn't here to talk about it. Ben, we gave our reviews and we sucked. We blew Chris Nolan for 10 minutes, so what do you think of Batman?
Wait, what's wrong with Chris Nolan?
No, we like in sucked his way. Balls. It was so good. No.
Okay, I give it maybe a 2 out of 1.
I was about to be really pissed.
No, that is the greatest movie I think I've ever seen. Well, how are they going to continue from that? Because
I don't care. I
think they'll have another director and they'll try to do a Batman.
It'll be a reboot. They probably won't go back to the beginning. But it'll be kind of like a reboot with a new guy and a new story.
He becomes Robin, but he never is Robin in the movie.
I always assumed it was just him becoming Batman, and the Robin thing's just kind of like a nod.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Next than there in a podcast.
Batman is not a...
Batman's person. A symbol.
He's a symbol. It can be anybody.
Yeah, that's the point.
And the original Batman is dead now to them.
Somebody else.
But I guess it wouldn't matter because they don't know his identity.
Well, Gordon did. But they're going to notice because Jeff Gordon-Levitt's not the same size.
Yeah.
So you're looking at your Facebook now.
Twitter. Looking at Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Catching up with our fans.
I can't. I don't know how to work that website. I just didn't.
Yeah, and you keep sending out spam. So
I just delete the account.
No, just change your password.
I have 2 followers. It's Zima. And 1 other person.
Is it a real person?
Yeah.
Is it a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Ben.
Hold on. Let's find out.
What was the last thing I said?
Is it time to change your career path?
Yes, it is.
Hold on. I
guess they don't realize that I only have 2 followers.
Well, no, that was a direct message. That wasn't a tweet. Where are you going?
Still.
Nowhere.
Why are you putting shoes?
We got 10 minutes.
So, anyways...
We can't end these.
We can't. We really suck at ending them.
Use your smile to change the world. Don't let the world change your smile. No.
No, not
Who gives a shit?
More pictures.
So everybody give a clap for Ben being here. Good podcast with our guest star.
We will have to do more. We're going to do more. Yeah, maybe like the every other one or something.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I mean, yeah, we'll have you on. Quite a few times.
Or maybe, you know, if he doesn't want to be on the all hour, we're like, do like 30 segment minutes together and then a segment with him.
Yeah.
I'll come on you. I mean, I'll come on to the...
So anyways...
I thought you were going to end on that.
I was about to.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
You should. Just stop it.
Thank you guys for listening to our 4th podcast.
Someone please help us get an ending.
Yeah.
Please.
And help us figure out how to put this shit online. Jesus!
Language!
You're asking them how to put it online when we don't know how to get online for them to listen to it. Oh, God.
Well, someone hacks into my computer and
listens to this. He's giving you full permission to take over his computer.
Figure out how to put this shit on iTunes for free. God, I might even make it possible. Thank y'all. Have a good one.
Thank you. My name is Zima.
Heath.
Ben.
Good night, everybody.